We've been telling you today about a move by the FDA to better study the effectiveness of hand sanitizers.
Many of us use hand sanitizers as a convenient alternative to hand washing with soap and water. Now, the FDA isn't saying there's a problem with that necessarily, but that more needs to be known about the ingredients.
Nicholas Rupp with the Sully County Health Department is joining us now live on the KSL Newsline. And Nicholas, what does the health department recommend when it comes to hand washing versus using sanitizers?
So we at the Salt Lake County Health Department always emphasize that hand sanitizer is not an acceptable substitute for washing hands. When you don't have warm water and soap available, it is better than nothing. But when you are able to wash your hands, you should do that, not use hand sanitizer instead.
So are the rules different when somebody's handling food, Nicholas?
Yes, absolutely. Hand sanitizer is not allowed in a commercial food preparation establishment like a restaurant. Hand washing has to occur. They cannot use hand sanitizer.
What do we know about the ingredients in hand sanitizers? Could they actually be harmful?
Well, what the FDA is asking for now is just to look at those ingredients again several years after they were originally considered, make sure that they are doing what we're expecting them to doing with the germs we're seeing. You know, as we've heard, microorganisms like bacteria evolve over time. And when we first saw hand sanitizers available on the market, this was in the 70s and 80s. And since that time, we as a population have started using hand sanitizer much more frequently, and more people are using it. So we need to make sure that the ingredients in them are still as effective as we expect them to be, and that this increased use isn't potentially harmful. And there's no indication that it is. We just need to see that data and make sure.
All right. It'll be interesting to see what the FDA does in this study. Nicholas, thanks for being with us.